April 22, Prescription for Unity. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Matthew 6, 14 and 15. There are some things I wish to speak to you about with regard to your feelings toward Brother A. You're in danger of feeling too strong over the supposed injuries he has done you. But my brother, if he really did you a wrong, cannot you see that he will be the sufferer and not you? I am sure you should act the Christian gentleman in this case and forgive him and not allow any estrangement. Will my brother remember his own great indebtedness to the Lord and how much he needs his forgiveness and his pity and love? Will he remember that if you forgive not your brother his trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you your trespasses? See Matthew 6:15. Will you employ your skill in doing all in your power to be in union with Brother A? Write to him as a brother. Break down every barrier and let there be no differences between you. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous. I prescribe for you the love of Christ to be taken in large doses, and it will work a great change, for it has wonderful healing properties. Do you not think all heaven would look upon you with pleasure if you would open your heart to the pitying love of Christ? Elder A will brood over this matter, and so will you, just as long as this difference shall live and be cultivated between you. But let every root of bitterness be dug up and buried. It is possible that you have mistaken views in regard to Elder A's real motives, and again you may think and talk and feel more than you should feel, and you misapprehend your brother. Satan will be highly pleased to have you cherish an unforgiving spirit instead of drawing together in even cords. But Jesus, who places a high value upon man, is grieved to see division among brethren. I wish we could all be as Jesus has given us an example in his life. He came not to destroy men's lives, but to save them. He used his powers to bless, but never to hurt. His words, his bearing, and his work were full of divine tenderness. Nothing could disturb his absolute patience or rouse him to vindictiveness. Letter 46, April 22, 1887, to Dr. J.H. Kellogg.